This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Government prepares to forward bills relating to public interest and concern. CPN Maoist Center lawmaker Urmila Arial elected on a post as National Assembly Vice Chairperson, and huge earthquake in southeast Turkey kills more than 500 people. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadeva Bhandari will be addressing a joint session of the Federal Parliament on coming Friday. According to a spokesperson for the Office of the President, Sagar Acharya, the President will, in accordance with Article 95 of the Constitution, be addressing a joint sitting of the both House of the Parliament on February 10. The government has begun homework on presenting the bills of public interest and concern in the parliament. An agreement was made at the meeting called by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda today to discuss the bills to be presented in the parliament. A discussion was held with chief whips of the parties representing in the legislature parliament to forward the bills readied on development, good governance, transitional justice, education, health and citizenship. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda has said the prosecution should be made more effective. While inspecting the office of the Attorney General today, Prime Minister Dahal underscored only a competent and professional workforce can deliver effective service. Prime Minister Dahal expressed the commitment that a separate law would be made on remuneration and incentives for public prosecutors. Moreover, Prime Minister Dahal vowed to extend support to reform the attorneys' offices and develop jail, child correction center and detention center section. On the occasion, Attorney General Dr. Dinmani Pokhrel urged the government that it took initiative to make a separate law on remuneration and incentives for attorneys. CPN Maoist Center lawmaker Urmila Arial has been elected unopposed as the National Assembly Vice Chairperson. Chairperson of the National Assembly, Ganesh Prasad Timilsina, informed the meeting that Arial was elected to the post unopposed. Chairperson Timilsina also congratulated Vice Chairperson Arial, wishing her a successful tenure. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Naren Kaji Shrestha, proposed that National Assembly member Urmila Arial should be elected to the post of National Assembly Vice Chairperson. Presenting the proposal, Minister Shrestha said that the election of the Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly has given a positive message to move forward on the basis of consensus. Lawmaker Devinder Dahal, a supporter of the proposal, said that he supported Urmila Arial for the post of Vice Chairperson with the belief that she would carry out the official duties of the post of Vice Chairperson in a fair manner. The CPNUML had decided to hold its Central Committee meeting on February 12. The issues including the review of election will be dwelt on in the meeting. Central member and Deputy Chief of Central Publicity Department of the party, Bisnu Rizal, informed that the Central Committee would discuss mainly the contemporary political issues, review of election and strengthening of party organization. The kidney transplant was successfully undertaken first time at Province Hospital Surkhet in the Karnali Province Headquarters, Birendranagar. The kidney transplant surgery was successfully performed on Moti Bahadur Thapa of Bardaghat Municipality 4, Navaparasi. After completing the legal and logistic processes, a team led by Dr. Pukar Chandra Shrestha of the Matir Dharma Bhakta Mathima National Transplant Center, Bhaktapur, and Province Hospital Director Dr. Dambar Khadka undertook the transplantation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A powerful earthquake has hit a wide area in southeastern Turkey near the Syrian border, killing more than 500 people and trapping many others. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.8 magnitude tremor struck at 4:17 local time at a depth of 17.9 km near the city of Gaziantep. There are fears that the toll will rise sharply in the coming hours. Many buildings have collapsed and rescue teams have been deployed to search for survivors under huge piles of rubble. Turkey declares a state of emergency and urges people not to use mobile phones to allow rescuers to coordinate. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Nepal, Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda, has expressed grief over the death of hundreds of people in the earthquake in Turkey. Prime Minister's Secretariat informed that the Prime Minister paid tribute to the deceased and expressed his condolences on behalf of the government of Nepal and the people of Nepal. U.S. Navy divers are working to recover the wreckage of the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. America's former top military officer said he expected it would happen relatively quickly so that experts could begin analyzing its equipment. Fighter jets brought the craft down over U.S. territorial waters on Saturday, and debris is spread over a wide area. The U.S. believes the balloon was monitoring sensitive military sites. Its discovery set off a diplomatic crisis, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken immediately calling off his weekend's trip to China. The Chinese authorities denied it was used for spying and insisted it was a weather ship blown astray. 10 people have been killed in several avalanches across the Austrian and Swiss Alps over the weekend. Tourists from New Zealand, China and Germany were among the dead at a number of different ski resorts. Austrian authorities put in place a level 4 avalanche alert, the second highest, following intense snowfall and wind in the area. Despite the warnings, ski resorts in Western Austria have been filling up due to school holidays in Vienna. According to Austria's APA news agency, 30 avalanches were reported in the Tyrol region on Saturday alone, 11 of these involving people. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Chances of light snowfall at a few places in the hilly and mountainous region of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Chances of light snowfall at a few places in the hilly high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government prepares to forward bills relating to public interest and concern. CPN Maoist Center lawmaker Urmila Arial, elected unopposed as National Assembly Vice Chairperson, and huge earthquake in southeast Turkey kills more than 500 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.